My Bollywood awakening happened about 20 years ago with a long-delayed discovery of singer Asha Bhosle. For Sean Begg and Sagar Shaikh, it also started with music.
I love you all! Dosto, na koi manzil hai, na koi saathi hai. Phir bhi nikal pada hu ghar se.
The song was O Jaane Jaana from the 1998 Bollywood film Pyar Kiya To Darna Kiya. Sean and Sagar are both actors in L.A. 2 years ago, they were hanging out and just started randomly talking about that song. That led to a deeper conversation about how much Bollywood used to mean to them when they were kids. That led to this podcast.
Welcome to the Bollywood Boys Podcast.
We are your hosts.
He is Sean.
He is Sagar.
And we are the Bollywood Boys.
Oh, jaane jaana, dhoonde tujhe deewana, sapno mein roz aaye.
Sean and Sagar join me now. So, for the uninitiated, what do I need to know to appreciate Bollywood movies?
Sean, you want to take it?
Sure. This is Sean talking. To appreciate Bollywood movies, you just have to kind of leave all your expectations at the door in terms of what you would normally expect out of a film-watching experience. You're going to go on a three-hour... on average, thrill ride full of music and dancing, comedy and drama, laughing and crying, every emotion you could possibly experience all in one, and lots of pretty people and pretty colors.
So tell us your stories. I mean, I know from listening to some of your podcast, Bollywood Boys, that you kind of have complicated histories when it comes to watching and enjoying Bollywood.
This is Sagar speaking. I watched Bollywood a lot as a kid growing up in Houston. It was a really diverse area, and I had other people around me that I could share these interests with. And then I moved to San Antonio, and I became like the only brown kid in my school. So all of a sudden, I'm just trying to blend in as much as I can. And if Bollywood was something that I had to cut out so I can pick up another thing to relate to these other kids, then I was going to do it. So there was like 6 years where I didn't watch any Bollywood films, but instead I was like skating or riding bikes, watching like, I don't know, Mission Impossible and talking about that in school. And then it took, I think when I was in college, I started hanging out with more Indian or Pakistani people. And, you know, it just became the thing to do again.
And Sean, why did you lose interest in Bollywood when you were younger?
So I grew up on these movies, and there weren't a lot of other Indian or Pakistani kids in my school growing up. So for me, it was just something that I thought was lame or I was embarrassed of. It was just like something my parents made me watch. But I remember like secretly really loving them. And then I kind of separated myself from Bollywood altogether. And I would say in college, I became friends with other Indian and Pakistani kids who really did love Bollywood. And that's how I sort of got back into it.
I mean, it's kind of interesting that you both came back to Bollywood in college when you both kind of reconnected with these cultures and seemed to be less worried about what being an other means or what people might think.
This is Sagar.
Totally, yeah.
Accessibility to these movies is also an issue. I mean, I remember some years ago, if you wanted to watch Bollywood, you'd have to rent the VHS at a local specialty shop. Now you can watch it on Netflix.
Yes, absolutely. This is Sean. I mean, when we were kids, most of the movies that I saw were bootleg copies. And a lot of times the copy would pretty much just be some uncle sitting in the theater recording the screen. So it'd just be terrible quality. Every fifth line might be translated, and I only speak English, so I'd have to have my parents translate the whole movie for me. And now, Bollywood movies are available everywhere, on Netflix, on Amazon Prime, and a lot of times the big releases will be in mainstream movie theaters now, too. So it's definitely a lot easier.
Does that suggest that Bollywood is almost mainstream? Because like 2001, Lagan was nominated for an Oscar. A lot of people thought it might win. It didn't, but it did seem to be a kind of before and after moment.
Sure. Yeah, no, definitely. I say that was definitely a watershed moment for Bollywood. And yeah, I guess you could say it's mainstream nowadays. We're finding on the podcast that a good amount of the people who listen to it and will interact with us are not Indian or Pakistani. they are just fans of the movies and really connect with the stories.
What have you both learned about not just Bollywood, but also, you know, the cultures that feed the film industry in India, your own cultures? Have you discovered something about yourselves in producing this podcast?
That is a good question. This is Sagar. I have realized that a lot of Bollywood films are kind of a similar story. Like, they all have the same skeleton with different skin, and you just gotta really accept that. There are new ones lately that are coming out, like Queen and Thunderwed's Manu, that take a completely different narrative, and I love when Bollywood does that. And Dhobi Ghat, which is another one that we covered. Some of these films are just like straight up art films. I love the direction that Bollywood is taking with some of these newer films.
It sounds like you're saying, ignore the details and the plot, revel in the spectacle. That's my translation of what you just said. But what would be your advice to people who have never watched Bollywood on how to watch Bollywood?
Just sit back and enjoy. Because this is an experience like no other.
Yeah, I think that's a leads to a big thing that we've discovered through watching. One of Sagar and I's big critique of Bollywood when we were first starting the podcast is that a lot of times the movies will start off very happy and funny, and then about halfway through there's this wild shift in tone where somebody gets shot, somebody gets dropped off a cliff, something crazy happens, and the last like half of the movie is very melodramatic and sad, and then it all like comes to a head to this big happy resolution. We kept wondering, why is there this like constant crazy shift in tone in these movies? And then we learned when we had a guest on, Dhruv Singh, who's from Mumbai, India. He explained to us that Bollywood movies are really kind of made for the whole family to enjoy. So there's something for each family member to enjoy, whether it's the little kid or grandma or the mom or dad, whether it's action or comedy or romance. There's something for everybody to find enjoyable in the movie. And so that's what made sense to us more. And the fact that it's not just like a little popcorn flick for people to enjoy. In India, these are like events to go through. This is like a whole day thing to sit through with your family. So then we kind of understood, okay, that's why they're kind of set up like that. That's why there's that formula built into these movies of like every kind of genre thrown in at once.
And the total running time of some of these movies, I mean, 4 or 5 hours, not uncommon. So a whole day event, you're not kidding.
Yeah, no, I think not at all.
This is Sagar. I think 4 or 5 hours is a little extra, but yeah. 3.5 hours is totally reasonable for a Bollywood film. And some of these movies do like have every single genre so well within the film. And these films are so great that they leave them in the theaters for 10, 15, 20. There's a film that's been in theaters for almost 25 years now.
Wow. What film is that?
Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge, which is objectively the greatest film of all time.
I agree. Yeah.
So if we were to watch one Bollywood movie and get hooked, like a gateway Bollywood flick, either old or new, what would you recommend?
I would probably say, this is Sean, I would probably say Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge. For me, it is kind of the platonic ideal of a Bollywood movie. So many of them are romances between two people who cannot be together for some reason, whether it's their families disapproving or they've come from two different classes. And this movie really captures that basic formula the best way, I think.
So I want to ask you one more thing. Each of your episodes of Bollywood Boys ends with this little number performed, I think, by you both.
Good night, 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 night. Good night, 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 night. Good night, 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 night. Good night, 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 night. I don't want to go.
What is the story behind that?
So this is okay. So there's a movie called Duplicate, and that is our version of one of the most popular songs in that movie. And the actual lyric, he just says, la 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 la. And it was Sean's idea. He just sang it like that one day. And I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. We got to have this as our footer.
Wow. For a couple of guys who drifted away from Bollywood, you are surely deep into it again.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Sean Begg and Sagar Sheikh are the Bollywood Boys of the Bollywood Boys podcast. Great to speak with you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you
so much. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la. The Bollywood Boys with some of their favorite movies there. To see their list, come over to PRI.org.